If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Father of mine. All right, let us bring in the man, the myth, the legend. My world famous dad, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware, featuring the question of the day, brought to you by JM Synthetics. Truth be told, I called him yesterday and I didn't. Hey, hello. Hey, you there? Well, that was weird. I'm going to try that again. I hope he's not like, laying by the phone, for God's sake. Hello. 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 Hey, Dad. We've got, I think we have he's confused. That's what's going on here. Hey, Ruby.
Hey.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Not bad. Are you still there? He keeps hanging up on me. Hey, Dad, can you hear me? Hello, Dad? Oh, fuck. Call number 4.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Dad, how are you?
Hey, what's going on with the phone?
I don't know. I think it's on your end. I think you keep doing something.
No?
No?
We were talking to some dummy.
Yeah.
I think it, so how are you doing, honey?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Hey, I want to make a comment right now before I get involved. I just want to say hello to Oram.
Oh, Oram, yes. Yes, he loves you.
I love him.
Well, everybody loves you. I mean, let's be honest here. You and Joanne are absolute treasures.
Oh. Wow, what an honor.
Yes, yes. Well, to be sure, I think Joanne might actually be starting to surpass you in popularity.
That's all right. I'll take care of that. Break a leg or something.
I miss you at the graduation.
Joanne missed you at the graduation.
You know, I had to leave at 2:30 because I had something going on. Late in the day, so I actually missed you. I apologize for that.
Well, you don't need to apologize. You have to do the things that you have to do.
Right. So you showed up with Mike and Liz and all that. You had a good time?
Yeah, it was good.
Mike and Liz didn't come.
Okay, how did you get there? Did Jim and Sue bring you?
Yeah, they came in and got in our car and drove us out there. Liz is quite damaged.
Yeah, she hurt her back or something?
Really bad.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, we were out there yesterday visiting her. Oh, poor kid, she can barely walk.
Oh, boy. So, did she go to the doc?
Oh, yes. Being treated, I guess, for it.
Now, that's, you know, the back is tricky. I think all you can do is, like, take some muscle relaxers, maybe a pain pill, and just lay low.
That's exactly what she's doing. But she's got Sophia to take care of.
Yeah, it sounds to me like Mike should take a couple weeks off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mike is out there fishing.
He is not Rob. He has helped her and helped.
Oh, he's, according to Joanne, he's helped her quite a bit.
Yeah, it seems.
But yesterday we went out there visiting her.
Yeah.
We were there.
Because we were there, and he went fishing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to throw him under the bus, and I think he's okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to treat somebody like I would do, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't leave the sight of my wife.
All right. Fair enough. Well, you know. It's good to hear you, Dad. I'm so glad you guys are here. And again, it would have been great to see you, but what the heck. I'm going to come see you very soon, though.
Yes.
We have our, we're planning on our Father's Day extravaganza. And it's going to be a shish kebab fest. And do you remember?
I'm looking forward to that, my son.
Yeah, I remember last year. It was 1 year ago when the guy who lives down the street was driving down the street on the ATV, and you wanted to fight him. Do you remember that?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, you really got a memory of an ox.
Is he still doing that? Is he still racing up and down the street?
I think he sold it.
Joanne says, I think he sold it.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. All right. Well, here we go, Dad. I got a bunch of questions for you and Joanne. I want to fire him off. So I got a question. It says, Dear Meathead, do you think you will get in any more fist fights in the future?
No.
Well,
definitely not.
Well, last year you tried to pick one with Jeremy.
Yeah, well, that was last year. This is a brand new guy here.
Okay, so in the last year, you've committed to no fighting.
No, I didn't even make any commitment. It just came automatically.
It just you were reacting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it definitely won't.
Paul writes, Dear Meathead, Eric's been talking about how expensive Jackie's wedding is going to be. What are your thoughts on a big, fancy, expensive wedding?
Well, it really is just an individual type of thing. Let's say in our family, someone's got all the money in the world or whatever to have a expensive wedding and all that. Well, let them do it, you know. But I say, you can have a kind of a normal type of a wedding and take the funds that you're going to spend on the wedding, help somebody else out with it.
Wow. That's...
You know, hey, there's people that are really needy out there right now.
Well, you know, if I try to explain that to Jackie, though, I think she's going to kill me.
Why?
Yeah, if I said, Jackie, I was going to have... a great wedding, but instead I'm giving the money to the poor people. She'd probably shoot me.
Well, the point is not just giving the money all to the poor people. Help somebody.
Okay, maybe.
But you see, I'm trying to tell you about my common sense stuff.
Okay.
We sit around a bunch of tables, drink like a fish. And hey, and then what? What's the up? You can go home and do your own drinking.
Okay, so maybe if we just scale it down a little?
Scale it down, like a family gathering and all that, and then not necessarily boozing it up, you
know, but do some of that stuff. But then again, that's it. Put an end to it. But going bananas and spend all that money, whereas there's people out there starving for things, especially food, and we were just laughing and...
Wow, that is.
I'm a wet blanket right now.
That is, she's calling you a wet blanket, but you're trying to help the poor. I like it. I like it, Dad. I think that's a wonderful gesture.
I think really needy people out there.
Just give them your money.
I give them money.
All right.
You know.
Now, I want you to try this. When it comes to the wedding in November, give her a card. And say, Jackie, there's supposed to be money in here, but I gave $500 to some guy on the street instead.
No. That's not the case. A normal amount of money, give it to her. And then if you want to give her like $200,
yeah,
but give her $150 and give the $50 to the poor.
Okay. If you do that, don't tell her.
No, I won't.
Okay. All
no,
right.
I won't.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then... like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer, and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. Mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Next up.
But I probably won't be doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Mike writes, Dear Meathead, my friend's foot hurts, and he makes a homemade contraption out of duct tape to get some relief. I try to tell him duct tape is no way to treat an injury. How do I convince this moron to stop using duct tape to heal his foot injury?
Well, here's the thing. A friend of mine is, this is an analogy, like, a friend of mine is hurt in a leg and all that, and you tell him this is what you should do, you know, health-wise. If he wants to listen to it, fine. If he don't, it's his damn business. Let him go.
Okay, so if you, so you're telling me if you go over to Zach's house and he lost an eye and he put duct tape on it.
I tell him, hey, you're blind already for out of one eye.
You're good.
You need some help, so go see a doctor. And if you don't want to do it, that's his problem.
That's it. You won't even say, well, hey, Zach, you know, duct tape is not a doctor. You won't.
No. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I tell him this is wrong. Go see a doctor, and that's all there is to it.
Your pal Aram writes, Dear Meathead, what is the best way to stop eating sugary foods?
Willpower, my friend. Willpower. That's the most powerful thing in the world, the will. Make a decision that this is what you're going to do and stick to it. It's not going to kill you. It'll just put it off for temporarily, then you become acclimated to what you're doing and you quit doing it.
So
I've gone through that. For instance, I smoked cigarettes.
Yes, you did.
And I drank.
Right. And you cut it all out.
20 years ago.
Did you ever do heroin?
Never.
Okay, good. All right.
No,
so
never.
Will,
I never have done drugs.
Willpower is the way to go.
Yes.
Okay. Trevor says, Dear Meathead, what is your take on fart humor? Do you find it...
What?
Fart humor. Do you find it amusing? Like if someone comes up to you and says, hey, check this out. What do you think about that?
I think he's an idiot.
So
you know, that's ridiculous.
That is not okay if someone says, hey, I got
that
something.
That is not okay to do that.
So if let's say you got a friend named Rick and he says, hey, how you doing? Hey, I got something funny to tell you. And come on over here. And then he gets over there and like he farts. That's not.
I'm telling him to get the hell away from me.
You're probably gonna punch him, right?
No, that's ridiculous. What's the matter with grown up people?
Yeah, that sounds silly to me. Why would I mean farts aren't funny? I mean it's.
Oh my god.
I mean show some class, right?
Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine somebody does that in front of you, like your son?
Yeah.
Dad, what do you think of this?
That's some real Mickey Mouse low life.
I want to hit him in the mouth.
Yeah. Low life Mickey Mouse. Those are the
Absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely.
Those are the words I'm thinking of, Dad.
Absolutely. That low life is all hell.
Nathan writes, Dear Meathead, recently I've been having a hard time sleeping. Do you have any tips for falling asleep at night?
Oh, boy. I really empathize with him because there's occasionally that some thought comes to my brain while I'm laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and it keeps me awake. And I just, all I do is just close my eyes and eventually, hopefully, I do that and I fall asleep. There's nothing you can really do.
I read, it works.
Now, Joanne thinks that she reads quite a bit. And reading.
So
that'll occupy your brain, and then you'll probably.
What you're
visualize what you're
thinking. It changes your thinking.
So Joanne says read, and your advice is to close your eyes?
Well, pretend you're going to go to sleep. That's what I do. There's nothing else I can do. I don't like to read. I just don't want to do anything.
All right. So,
in fact, that's quite frequently I do that.
You know, Dad, that might be all that he needs. All he's got to do is close his eyes.
Yes. Pretend that you're falling asleep.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, Dad, I got one more here. Jason writes, great. Good morning, Meathead. Do you find women's feet beautiful? Or attractive?
I actually don't look at women's feet.
You used to.
You used to? Wait, what?
I used to, but I don't recall that.
No, I
don't pay attention to feet.
No, you're not. Okay.
No, hey, feet is feet. God gave us the feet so we can walk, not to look at it.
Uh-huh. All right.
I mean, women take pride in their feet, you know. But
well,
that's
yeah.
I don't know. Guys are guys.
All right.
You know, they live with the toughness and all that.
Yeah, we don't care about that stuff. We don't want a pedicure, you know.
No, I don't. Now, yesterday, I went out visiting my granddaughter. She's a bug about getting hold of your nails and start doing it.
No, she did it on
alone. You know, she does that because she just cares for me.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I work, my hands off, my fingernails always get dirty because I work outdoors all the time.
Uh-huh, yeah, she
and
had
I
to
clean
help.
It as much as I can, but she grabbed a hold of it and cleaned it all up.
That's nice. That is a sign of love. Taking care. Taking care. All right, Dad, I'm kind of going to review here. Let's see. Your words on farts, low life is all hell.
Yes.
When it comes...
If that's my son who did that in front of me, I kick him in the ass.
When it comes to sleeping, try closing your eyes.
Yeah, cool, and keep it closed. In fact, I take a blanket and cover my face.
Oh, fair enough. That's good.
I really do. Darkness.
And then you added... feet is feet. God gave us feet so we can walk.
Yeah, not to doctor it.
Yeah.
And then
you add, finish it up with a great word of wisdom, words of wisdom. Guys are guys.
Yeah.
Dad, I love it.
We're born to be tough, you know, hey.
Hey, I'm with you, man. We got to be tough. Born to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, women are born for the beauty that we can watch and enjoy.
Well, women can be tough, too. I mean...
Yeah, tough in a reasonable thing,
but
you know.
They can be tough, and then but their feet can look good, too. I mean, they're going to be tough, but they're going to get a pedicure.
My wife is tough if you let her be tough.
Oh, I believe it. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't mess with Joanne. I tell you what, it's music to my ears when she's laughing, because if she's not laughing, that means she might smash me in the face, and I don't want that.
I'll tell you what. She'll kick me in the butt and ask what my name is.
Oh yeah, that's how it goes. Okay. Well, Dad, I appreciate it. That's it. The question of the day was the one about feet. That question of the day brought to you by JM Synthetics. Dad, I really appreciate you once again. And Joanne, I love you guys forever.
We love you too, though.
Okay, and I'll be seeing you very soon. I'll be calling in the days ahead to make final arrangements.
Right. I hope our grill works.
Yeah, grill's going to be fine. If not, I'll bring my own.
Okay. Love you, honey.
Love you, dude, guy.
Say hello to your baby.
Say hello to my baby. Okay, Dad.
Okay. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.